This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big retailers get all kinds of consumer traffic this time of year. Amazon, Walmart, Target, and the rest don't really hurt for customers. But what about the little guys, the moms and the pops in the retail business? Steve Presser owns the Big Fun Toy Store in Cleveland, Ohio. We have him on from time to time to talk things over. Steve, it's good to talk to you again.
Kai, always good to talk to you.
I imagine you're getting busy, huh?
This is our season. Tis the season to be jolly.
Give me some sense of how important this, you know, Thanksgiving to December 25th timeframe is for you.
Well, depending on how the calendar treats us, 5 or 6 weeks, for most businesses like myself, it's 25 to 35% of our business.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
Are you seeing the foot traffic? Are you getting the numbers you need?
We, you know, I'm always a perennial optimist.
Yeah,
and
no.
We had September, October, and November were really off. They were down.
Ooh.
But December has been really strong, and so I'm smiling, as are most of my other peers and colleagues in retail.
What do you think accounts for that? I mean, you know, we see the numbers on consumer sentiment and retail sales from last week. What you know, give me the vibe.
I'm just hoping that a lot of people are realizing, especially in my case of mom and pop and independent retailers, is that the need to support your local independent stores.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking that maybe people for the holiday season are digging deeper and looking to support via economy in their own neighborhoods.
Can you quantify how much Amazon, just for instance, has cost you over the course of the past 15, 20 years that it's been around?
My big concern is it's costing me more and more each day. In the last 6 to 9 months, I've seen just a dramatic turn towards internet online shopping by customers. It's the public has gotten very lackadaisical, and it's easy just to order at home. Percentages, we're talking probably 20%. And so we have to get creative, and we have to bring the public back into the community and walk into stores and get to see what customer service is all about.
Have you considered, this is a little tangential, but doing the Amazon Partners thing and selling your stuff that way?
Well, I've always done eBay,
yeah.
and we're in the midst right now, Kai, of going and having our own online store. I've always been one that's stayed away from Amazon. It's something I will address, but probably in the next 2 weeks we'll have a soft opening online, and we have to do that. My big frustration is for our fellow retailers out there is we should be able to make a living. Nothing spectacularly amazing, but a nice, comfortable living through what walks through our doors.
What keeps you up at night, Mr. Presser?
What keeps me up at night?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always up. I just, you know, I found out after years and years of doing this, it's going in our 25th year, that my job is to make people happy. And so that's what keeps me up at night. I'm constantly trying to think of ways to make the community and the people around me happy. And so that's why we call ourselves Big Fun.
What's the big toy this year for you guys?
It's I would love to say one individual toy, but it's this retro feel. We're seeing advertising by major networks with, you know, Stretch Armstrong, Gumby and Pokey, and
really?
80s toys. Yeah, you're starting to see these iconic images. Well, that's what we've been selling for years, and that's what's been popular. Retro is hot.
Now I'm feeling old. Steve Presser, he owns Big Fun Toys in Cleveland, Ohio. Mr. Presser, thanks very much for your time once again.
Happy holidays, Kai. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.